There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Oops. I was playing the audio from the trial there. I was watching Virgil Viduva's Bambuser, which the audio is actually not as bad as he had said that it was. It's just recorded at a very low volume, so you will have to turn it up if you want to hear it. We were talking about Virgil Viduva, who is a friend of the show, listener of Free Talk Live. He's come out to visit New Hampshire a number of times with his family and is looking at making a move out here at some point. Hopefully, the legal situations he's gotten himself into in Xenia, Ohio, and surrounding areas recently will not delay their arrival here to New Hampshire, which is one of the risks of getting really excited about doing activism, especially of the civilly disobedient type, is the court system has a way of sort of tying you up. And literally tying you down. You know, if you're convicted of something, a lot of cases, you know, there's going to be conditions on you, or even if you prior to your conviction, rather, you know, certain bail conditions may be very, very restrictive. You may not be allowed to leave the state. For instance, here in New Hampshire, there's a local head shop here in Keene, where we're doing the show from, where the owners have been arrested for selling pipes, apparently, by the federal government. Part of their bail conditions is they can't leave New Hampshire. So it can get a little sticky, a little difficult when you get into the world of civil disobedience. Luckily, Virgil had some folks there backing him up at trial. Somebody was there recording video of it, and I have posted that link to our Facebook, Google Plus. Wait, no, not Google Plus. Our Facebook and Twitter. Something happened with Google Plus. We got disconnected from our Hootsuite, and no one really uses it anyway. So sorry, our three Google Plus users, or however many there are. I don't even know. I haven't logged in there in forever.
Yeah, they'd be mad if they could sum up the indignation to do something about it.
So anyway, you can go check it out on our Facebook or Twitter, and you can access both of those by going to news.freetalklive.com. Of course, plenty of stuff to talk about. We'll talk with you about whatever's on your mind. And, Mark, you and I, we're leaving soon for the Texas Bitcoin Conference. We'll tell you a little bit more about that coming up, which will be very exciting. In other news, there's a cop block agent who has been targeted because of a Facebook post, felony charge over a Facebook post. Now, you might say to yourself that it would have to be a threatening post. There would have to be some kind of horrible thing that he said on Facebook in order to justify.
Not after I hear this ruling of in the Virgil Viduva case where the jury finds him guilty of something he didn't, finds him guilty when it's clear he didn't do it.
Yeah, well, this is yet another example of another sort of lone activist out there being targeted by the system to be stamped out. And I'll get into that story from the Pro Libertate blog. William Grigg, of course, does always a great job of researching and reporting on police abuse sort of things. Let's go first, though, to your calls and thoughts. We got Pete in Charleston. Pete, which Charleston are you in tonight?
No, I'm in Charlotte. Pete?
Oh, Charlotte. It was misspelled here. I apologize. Go ahead, Pete.
Some questions about Bitcoin. I have some Bitcoin, and I have them in a Bitcoin.info wallet.
Blockchain.info.
Blockchain, I'm sorry, yeah.
Yep.
Blockchain.info wallet, and I was wondering, I hear all these words about private keys and everything, and I need to protect those, and I don't even know what my private keys are, and I don't know how to access them, and all I do is enter a password and get two-factor authentication, you know, with my cell phone.
Yep.
How am I going to secure these things?
They're secured in the blockchain .info wallet basically already, as long as you don't lose your email password. If you, like, your email account gets hacked because, you know, your blockchain's attached to it, then, you know, they could, you know, change your password or something like that, and that would be the only
issue,
right?
Well, that's
not
a good answer, Mark. And look, let me explain a little bit about Bitcoin for our listeners who may be new to the technology. So bear with me for a moment, Pete. Bitcoin's a decentralized currency. It's not issued by any government or any bank. Decentralized meaning it's essentially peer-to-peer, sort of like file-sharing technology, torrents, things like that, that there are nodes on a network. You know, hundreds of thousands of people around the world create this Bitcoin network, and there's no central authority that's sort of overseeing it. There are a group of programmers who, over time, are improving upon Bitcoin, you know, making it better, upgrading it, if you will. But there's, you know, if the programmers do something that people don't like and they don't accept it, then it's not going to stick. And there's a lot of details behind the sort of the technical side of things. But one of the important things to know about how Bitcoin works from a security aspect is that it is a very secure system, that, you know, it can't be hacked, but someone could take your private key from you if you don't protect it. And that's kind of what you're asking about, Pete. The way Bitcoin works is when you have a Bitcoin wallet, and blockchain.info is the company you've chosen to hold your wallet for you, essentially. You are essentially trusting them as you would trust a bank to hold your money. Now, in the past, there have been some less than trustworthy companies that have offered to hold wallets. Mark, you and I, in the early days of Bitcoin, what was it called? My Bitcoin Wallet or something like that?
MyBitcoinWallet.com. Yeah. This is a long time
ago. This was years ago. But there was this company that you know, said, hey, well, you can have a web wallet with us. We'll hold your Bitcoins for you. And so we thought, oh, that's convenient. And so we put some Bitcoins in this. And then this was back when Bitcoins were worth, you know, $2 a piece or something like that. Now they're worth $250 a piece. So we actually lost about 40 or 50 Bitcoins each because this company just disappeared basically with the Bitcoin. Now, ultimately, they came back and found half of them and gave half of the Bitcoins back to all of their customers. But, you know, what can you do to really go after these guys? You know, you've trusted your wallet to someone else. So what I'm hearing you ask about, Pete, is how can you secure your own wallet in addition to blockchain having it? Is that right?
Right. I know. So, I need to have my private. Well, I mean, what if the website fails or
exactly.
I don't know what? I mean, yeah. If something happens and I can't access blockchain.info,
yeah, that's a smart.
How am I gonna get access to my wallet?
Smart question. That's something that everybody should be asking themselves if they've got a web wallet, is how do I access this thing if this wallet or this web company fails? Now, blockchain claims that, and I, you know, whether this claim is true or not, I don't know. I don't know if it's been independently audited. But they claim that they encrypt your wallet within the browser, and so therefore that blockchain themselves, they do not have access to the private key, meaning that when you log into the website, you, in that process, are decrypting the wallet information that they have on file. So they cannot access it, that only you have access, which is why if you forget your password, you're screwed with blockchain.info. So there are ways in the blockchain, sort of their settings menu, or there's a menu in there on the site where you can back up your wallet. And that's something that you'll want to do as soon as you can is to back up the wallet.
You actually can't reset your password. Well, you can reset your password, but if you lose it, you're out of luck.
Screwed. Yeah. Right. So you can download a backup of the wallet, and then there are certain instructions you can follow to utilize that backup with some other wallet, you know, or with another sort of system, if you will, with like the standard Bitcoin wallet or some other options. And then there's also another way that you can get a QR code of your private key. So for listeners that are unfamiliar, with Bitcoin, there's a public key and a private key. So when you go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com and you see our Bitcoin address, that's our public key. You can use that to send Bitcoin to Free Talk Live. You give out your public key to anybody that you want to possibly send you Bitcoin. You do not give out your private key because the private key would allow that person to then access your Bitcoin and then send it to wherever they want. So the private key needs to be kept very, very safe. So whenever you download these backups, you also need to do something that will protect that file from, you know, being accessed by someone who you don't want to access it. So you do have to keep things secure and think about these matters. But there is a way to back it up, and there's also a way to sort of get a QR code, which I used actually to take my blockchain.info wallet and import that into a different wallet program. So I actually used the Mycelium wallet on my phone, which was my blockchain wallet as well. So I can actually go into the same wallet through two different systems.
Interesting.
I can open up my blockchain.info account and access that wallet there, and I can access the same Bitcoins through the Mycelium wallet. Did that help at all?
That does a little bit. What was the name of that second wallet?
Mycelium, M-Y-C-E-L-I-U-M, Mycelium. That's a good wallet for phones, but they don't have the web interface that blockchain does. Hey, thanks for the call. There are options to back up. Just hunt around through the blockchain.info menus or go into their help system, and I think you'll get more information there. And thanks, Pete, for your call tonight. It's important stuff to think about. You've got to protect your money. You're responsible for it.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a free, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarheit. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that you want to discuss, 855-450-3733. Hey, don't forget, you can also join us via Skype.
Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And if you do want to join us on Skype, send a contact request first to lrn.fm. You cannot get on without doing that. Once you've done that, and we'll approve it once we notice it coming in, which usually takes like a segment because basically I'm doing all that stuff here. Kind of run the board on our side and host the show. So we'll approve it as soon as we can, and after you're approved, you can call anytime on Skype. So again, Skype username lrn.fm if you want to participate in that way. Mark, you and I, we're taking off tomorrow morning, heading down to Austin, Texas for year number two of the Texas Bitcoin Conference.
Yep.
It's happening this year in downtown Austin, which I'm excited about because, you know, I've been to a lot of conferences. Mark, you and I, we go regularly to the Talkers Conference, which is a kind of a new media radio conference that happens in New York City. And I just like being in the city in a downtown environment for these conferences. I just feel like it's more conferencey that way, and or at least it's what I'm used to. And so I'm glad to hear that they're going to be having the Texas Bitcoin Conference in downtown Austin this year. Last year it was sort of on the outskirts in a racetrack location. This year it's going to be
It was big and it was a great convention, but
it was.
Yeah, it was away from downtown.
But it was a little too big because you kind of had to walk for a ways to get to the convention rooms and things like that. And I suspect the Moody Theater is going to be a much better venue. It's right in the heart of downtown Austin, and it's happening March 28th and 29th. That's Saturday and Sunday. And by the way, it's not too late. I've been wondering all week, is it too late to get tickets online? I finally went and checked it out here tonight, Mark. They are still available online. So if you've been waiting, and by the way, they haven't raised the price. There's not like been a last minute price jack either. So, you can actually go and get these tickets for $150. Oh, wait, if you use code FTL, you'll save $25 off. So go now to TexasBitcoinConference.com. If you're going to be in the region of Austin, Texas this weekend, it's going to be worth the trip, especially if you're interested in Bitcoin, whether you are new to Bitcoin and you're still asking the basic questions, or whether you're an expert, you've been involved for a long time. They're going to be the Bitcoin movers and shakers. A lot of them are going to be at this conference, including David Johnston, Jason King, Anthony DiOrio, Charlie Schrem, Robert Murphy.
Jason King is not going to be there.
All right. We'll cross him off the list. That's unfortunate.
Yep, he just found out.
Well, anyway, there will be others as well that I have not named. You can go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. We'll be there broadcasting live. Keynote speakers will include George Gilder, world-famous investor, economist, and author, plus Sambala Nair flying in from India. You know, it always happens, Mark, these last-minute changes at conferences. I know the Liberty Forum this year, there was Ben Swan, I think, was going to speak as a keynote speaker, and he had to cancel due to weather, closing down the
D.C. airport. Nick Gillespie came in a little late and had to be shifted around.
Yeah, so these things happen. You don't, in my opinion, you should never go to a conference to see a speaker because something can happen and then, last minute. I remember, I think it was actually William Grigg, who we've got an article from here tonight. Will Grigg, yeah, was supposed to speak at one of the Liberty Forums in the past, and one of his family members died right before the event, so he couldn't make it. So you never know what's going to happen to a guest speaker. The reason to attend the conference is because there's going to be hundreds of people there who you don't know yet. They're going to be people with whom you can network. Like I said, yes, there's movers and shakers, but there's also people who are in the same boat as you, and they just want to learn more stuff and meet other people who have similar interests. And that's what, to me, what conferences are all about. It's about the networking. So we'll look forward to seeing you there at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Go and use code FTL. Save $25 off the already affordable $150 admission fee, and a portion of the admission fee will also go to benefit Sean's Outpost, which is a great Bitcoin-based charity helping the homeless in North Florida. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com. We'll see you in Austin this weekend. That's Saturday and Sunday in downtown Austin at the Moody Theater. And from what I understand, there's going to be a little pre-party on Friday night, Mark. There's going to be a taco party happening at a place called Maria's Taco Express, and we're hoping to get in town in time for that.
I suspect the tacos down in Texas are pretty good.
I'm told, actually, that this place is very good, as a matter of fact. Let's go to Virgil Viduva. He's on the line calling from Ohio. Virgil, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Good evening, guys. How are you?
Oh, great. You know, we were talking about your post earlier that you made on Facebook, which I don't know if it's public, but we went ahead and read it anyway because it sounded like you were trying to get it out there. it was about your trial this morning for panhandling, wherein you were found guilty. And what I found most interesting about the news, because we kind of expected that you were going to be found guilty, given that you could not talk about jury nullification to the jury and that you could not talk about the Constitution, your motivations behind what you did with violating this panhandling ordinance. What I thought was most interesting, and I didn't realize this, you probably told me, but it didn't stick with me, was that you didn't actually violate the panhandling ordinance, because in order to panhandle, you have to be panhandling for your own personal benefit, meaning asking people for money for Virgil the Duva. You were actually going to donate this money. To whom were you going to give this money?
It's a local charity in town there. It's called United Volunteer Services.
So therefore, the people that are, you know, asking for money for the Salvation Army would not qualify as panhandlers. You should
That's
not
right.
have qualified as the panhandler. And you brought this up to the jury?
I brought it up. I tried to bring it up to the jury. It was first brought up with the jury outside of the room. The judge kept doing these, you know, jury, no jury type of going back and forth.
He would
kick the jury out and then bring him back in so we can talk about certain things. And I brought it up when the jury was out of the room. And I pointed out that I haven't even violated the law as it is written, because it's very clear that you may not ask for money for personal gain. That's what the law says.
And the judge who said that the Constitution won't be in her court said that the law won't be either.
Apparently that's the case. But yeah, that's an interesting point. Of course, when I tried to bring it up again with the jury in the room, the prosecutor objected and said that I was basically interpreting the law for the jury.
Ridiculous. And that was sustained?
Right. The judge only allowed me to read the definition as it is written in the law, not to explain what that means.
So it said for personal gain.
Right. It does say that. And I don't have it handy right now.
Did you get the impression the jury was full of dumb people?
Morons? I mean, yeah, that's what it sounds like.
I don't know. I mean, we are in the middle of Ohio here. No implications, you know, there. But, there were some fairly smart software development guys on the jury and so on. But, that just went right over their head.
Let's rewind a little bit here. What was the voir dire process like, where jurors were, the selection of these jurors? How did that go for you before the trial started?
It went actually fairly straightforward. Believe it or not, though, a large percentage of they brought in like 30 or 40 people. Again, it blows my mind that they did this for panhandling, you know.
Yeah.
The courtroom was full of potential jurors. They're packed. But what I found amazing was that a large percentage of them were either government employees, you know, or former cops or current cops, or I don't understand how that's possible.
So basically, how many peremptory challenges do you get there in district court in Ohio?
Well, you get three.
Three.
You know, so
even though you had three challenges to knock out any juror, no questions asked, you still ended up with an actual cop on the jury.
Not a cop, but a cop with all his relatives, a guy with all the relatives were cops.
So you couldn't even knock out enough of these people to make it a fair jury of your peers.
Absolutely not.
Virgil, hang on. I got more questions. You've got time, right?
Sure.
All right, more with Virgil the Duva in Ohio. He's been found guilty of panhandling. Sentencing to come on Tuesday. He's planning on appealing all the way on up to the federal courts if necessary. This is Free Talk Live.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you. Calling out your name.
Jason.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can dial in toll free to bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the awful government court system, how the deck is stacked against you in more ways than you'd even expect. I mean, it may seem obvious once you think about it that the prosecutor, the judge, and in many cases the defense attorney are all working for the same group. They're all collecting a paycheck from the same organization. That kind of seems like an obvious conflict of interest. But then when you factor in these obedient, pathetic jurors and the level of ignorance that these people have, just willful ignorance and ignorance sort of built in by the system that's trained or sort of designed to basically make these people as clueless as possible about the system that they're participating in, you really, you know, it becomes a very difficult task to actually win a case. We'll continue here with that discussion with Virgil Vaduva, who was convicted today, this morning, of so-called panhandling, despite the fact that the definition of panhandling in the ordinance that is written against panhandling defines it as asking for money for one's own personal self, essentially. I'm paraphrasing. I don't have the actual definition in front of me, but that's my understanding of it, that in order to panhandle, I have to be asking for me. I want to buy some beer or alcohol or a sandwich or whatever. You know, I need it for a bus ticket. Those are all, it would be examples of panhandling under the ordinance. Virgil was doing it so he could give money to a local charity. by definition, that is not panhandling. But the jury found him guilty anyway, and we have Virgil back with us here. You weren't surprised by any of this, though, Virgil, although some in the audience may have been.
No, I was not surprised by this at all. The thing about the definition of panhandling, the reason I didn't talk about that was I was keeping it for the trial. I didn't want to write about it or talk to people in public about it.
Ah, okay.
Mostly just to kind of be a little bit of a surprise. Obviously, it didn't make a difference at all.
It's fascinating. I mean, it's really fascinating. It's like nobody's thinking here. The police, the prosecutors, the judge, these people know that they're going to have a federal case on their hands. They know that these panhandling laws have been destroyed all over the country. Why in the world do they want to find you guilty?
Yeah, that's a good question. They even today, they put a cop, one of the cops that ticketed me on the stand, and he testified that he brought a tape measure thing with him to measure the distance from the door to where I was panhandling to make sure that it meets the 20 foot requirement under the law. It's amazing.
So you said that the trial took about an hour. I was looking at the video. It looks like about an hour and 40 minutes. And you said the jury deliberated for all of 20 minutes.
If that, maybe 15, 20 minutes, and they had a verdict. And as soon as they said that, I'm like, oh, yeah.
No, yeah, you're guilty. Yeah.
I'm guilty. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, you know, nobody wants to be in there and be the one person that's hanging that jury. It's a big pain.
It wouldn't bother me.
Imagine. It's likely a fine that we're talking about here anyway.
Fine and jail time.
Well, I understand, but the people they're going to look at this realistically, right? It's not.
How do they know what's going to happen? I mean, Virgil, do you have any expectation? I mean, you've never been convicted of anything before, correct? Is this your first time?
No. No, this is my first time, and I don't know. This judge was pretty ticked off today when he found out about the FIJA trial, the FIJA flyers. So I'm not sure. Maybe he's pretty angry. Maybe he was.
Ooh, yeah. Tell me about that aspect. So you had activists out in front of the courthouse today giving flyers to the potential jurors. So jury selection happened today and the trial all on the same day?
That's correct. Yes, they both happened today.
Tell me about the jury outreach. What happened there?
Well, of course, I had nothing to do with that.
Well, if I did,
I can't really.
Well, that would be because someone might be able to interpret that as jury tamper. I think we're losing a few packets from you, Virgil. Hang on a sec. So that would be because someone might interpret that as jury tampering. But technically, again, obviously these definitions don't really matter much to juries. But technically, the definition of jury tampering is where you try to encourage a jury to vote in a particular fashion. Jury nullification outreach is more of an educational thing where you just simply inform the jury of their right to vote their conscience. But nonetheless, obviously, you don't want to be associated with it if you can avoid it because of, well, the fact that these government guys will interpret the law however they want, and apparently so will the jury. So anyway, yeah, we're losing a few packets from you. I don't know if it's any better now. Go ahead and, yes, it looks better. So go ahead with telling us about that.
Yeah, that's true. So there are a group of people. They're handing out flyers, and right before the jury came in, the judge found out about one of these flyers, and he called both of us back there. He was clearly very angry, but he kept his composure. I got to give that he kept his, but it was apparent that he was upset.
He called you into chambers. You went into the judge's chambers.
Yeah, both of us. Yeah, he pointed out the flyer. He had the prosecutor look it over, and then he showed it to the jurors. He asked if anyone read it, how long, how much of it, and then he warned them to ignore everything in it.
Wow.
Now, let me ask you this though. Did you get a chance to talk to him about jury nullification?
No. Go ahead.
In the judge's chambers.
No.
I mean,
talk to the judge?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the judge, theoretically, if they, you know, he has any business being on the bench, should realize that this is a 1,000-year right.
Oh, man.
Jury nullification is completely legal in the United States. And this is something that the lawyering types are trying to sort of, you know, shove under the rug. It's understood, but it's legal. Did you have a chance to talk to him about it?
Absolutely.
What do you say?
No. I've never seen that flyer before. I looked at it for a second, and then I gave it back to him. I didn't talk to him at all about it.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because that would give him, you know, a clue that you might have known a thing or two about jury nullification, which, you know, you obviously do know about it,
right.
But it's not illegal. I mean, it's not illegal to know about jury nullification, but, you know, you don't want to get in deeper into charges you weren't expecting to face.
Yep.
So I think you made the right choice on that.
I was very angry, so I didn't want to do that.
How were the chambers? I've never been in a judge's chambers before. Were they ornate? I mean, what was that like?
Yeah. He has a really big, nice oak desk, a couple of monitors on his desk. You know, very large chamber.
He's got a
nice
window.
Carpet on
How does
floor.
It make you feel to have paid for that?
Big window.
Yeah.
Oh, and he has a little conference desk on the side, you know, with leather.
So he wasn't so happy.
He's got a couple of desks.
With the jury outreach. Did you ever talk to any of the outreachers, the people who were handing out the flyers, and ask them what their experiences were, like actually handing them out? Because a lot of times, you know, in different places, I remember my experience in Florida, it was like 50% of potential jurors would take whatever flyer I was handing out. Here in New Hampshire, it's like 90%. Do you have any experience there?
It was they said it was the exact same experience he had in Florida. About half of the people took him.
Yeah.
No, so that's about it.
That's unfortunate. So, but then the judge tells them to ignore everything they just read if they actually did read the flyer. Now, that was presumably before the actual elimination process began, right?
Yes, that was before we selected the jury.
So jury was selected. You to handle the trial yourself. How did that go for you? I mean, was it a nerve-wracking thing?
That's right.
Were you nervous?
No, I was not nervous at all. I do a lot of public speaking.
Okay.
And, I didn't find it intimidating or anything like that. In fact, some people told me that I presented myself better than the prosecutor did.
Huh.
So.
Well, the prosecutor probably doesn't go to trial very often.
That's probably true.
I mean, we've had people call in on the show getting a trial. It's the first time they've had one in a year in that courthouse.
Virgil, where does this go from here? I mean, what's the next level court in Ohio? This was obviously the lowest level kind of district-style court. Where do you appeal to?
I have no idea. I will have to find out next week what the appeal court is for our area. So I don't know.
Like, I know that some states have another layer of courts. Here in New Hampshire, there's a superior court, but some stuff you can't appeal to superior. You have to appeal straight to the Supreme Court. If there's jail time involved in New Hampshire.
I hope that's not the case.
You hope that you don't have to go to Supreme right away, or you hope there is?
But that would probably be a lot of work, and I definitely don't have the time or the nerves left to do it. But I've even been thinking about getting an attorney for the appeal, just so to get, you know, we can get this over an appeal. But we'll see.
Yeah, you know, obviously attorneys are expensive. Of course, you know, maybe you can reach back out to the ACLU. I know you said they were looking at your case, but they never got back to you. They might be interested in hearing an update on this. And Virgil, if you've got a little bit more time, I've got a couple more questions.
Absolutely.
All right, more with Virgil Baduva, the illegal panhandler, coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you dial toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Drop on by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have on the site waiting for you once again. That's freetalklive.com with you tonight. Ian here.
And Mark.
And don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. There's links there that'll hook you up with not, you know, anything. You don't get discounts or anything over at Amazon, but we get a cut of the sale when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. And so we got Virgil Viduva still on the line with us here. Virgil, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for sticking with us here through this discussion, because yeah, I think it's important. I think people, you know, I think it's important for people to know how the system really works, because there's one story that you get told in school. Like, I remember going to government class or whatever. When I was in high school, they had some sort of a government class, and there was like a section of that class about the court system, and you know, they go through the basics of the attorneys and the judge and the clerk, and they just sort of, you know, they have a little mock trial, and you know, it's all made to be like this big fair system.
You think that the laws are the things that they follow? Instead, there's these second set of books.
Well, in this case, it was just the jury made up the law. Essentially, this was the jury legislating from the jury box.
Not really. I mean, the prosecutor brought this for a reason, right? The jury said to themselves, well, clearly, there's some reason to find this guy guilty. We're having a trial, so let's do that.
Yeah, they found you guilty. For listeners just tuning in, they found you guilty of panhandling, even though the law, the statutes in Xenia, Ohio, define panhandling as asking for money for one's own personal benefit. that you were collecting money for charity, yet they arrested you anyway. And they know who you are, right, Virgil? I mean, you're kind of a local activist in that region of Ohio, and the police, you know, that were dealing with you on that day, it's not like you were some kind of strange element that they'd never encountered.
No, they know me very well. In fact, I asked the cop that testified today, I asked him how he knows me, and he admitted, you know, that he heard about me. And when I asked who reported this so-called crime, he said that, well, we got some information. And when I pressed him on it, he basically admitted that one of their own detectives came up to let him know that I was supposedly panhandling.
And well, this looks like they've got a complainant then. They complained to themselves.
Right. How did you? But did you? You did sort of promote this in advance, right? Like, so how did they might have? How would they have known that you were out there?
Well, they just, because it was right in front of their own building, the police station and the city hall and the city, pretty much all the city business is done in this building, so you can't miss it.
Yes, you picked the most obvious location to do this. And you were convicted by this jury. I guess, you know, my question again was you handle the case yourself. So that means that you can talk to the jury, which to me I think is a good thing. I think that being able to connect with these people, you know, make eye contact with them as you're talking to them, I think that's a good thing. Obviously, it didn't end up helping you because they found you guilty. But did you feel like maybe you had a chance? At any point?
I did. Actually, before the jury was finally selected, there was this girl, well, young lady on the jury, and the entire time she smiled at me, right? She had a smile, and when they mentioned the potential charges, she had this look, panhandling, what? As if it was a really stupid charge.
Mm-hmm.
And she was one of the three folks that the prosecutor kicked out, because I think he noticed that. So.
Oh, man.
I know. So what are you going to do?
So, yeah. So you're not sure what comes next.
It's crazy.
You don't know which court that you're going to be appealing to. But another question I have, since you don't know that, do you know then if on Tuesday you are sentenced to jail, will you be able to stay out on appeal? You know, like if you tell the judge, I'm appealing that, sir.
You know what? I assume so. I make the assumption.
Oh, you should be careful.
That's it. You could be right.
I made that assumption once before, too, and they carted my butt off to jail. So,
oh, wow.
I know that in New Hampshire, and again, what happens in New Hampshire isn't necessarily going to be in any way relatable to what happens in Ohio, but in New Hampshire, once you're convicted of a in a trial by jury, you go to jail. At sentencing, the next level of appeal is to the Supreme Court, and as far as they're concerned, you can sit in jail while you wait for that appeal to roll through the Supreme Court. So you should be prepared, even though you know you don't have any other convictions. Odds are probably pretty slim you'll end up in jail. But then again, like you said, the judge wasn't so happy about the jury nullification aspect of this. You should be prepared to spend 30 days in jail come Tuesday.
Oh God. I hope that's not the case, but we'll get there, you know, and we'll deal with it if that's the case.
I saw on your personal Facebook profile, your wife posted a picture of bringing the kids to court for kind of a field trip day. Boy, was that a lesson for them, I imagine.
Yes, I had a little chat with them, and they admitted they were very bored, but now they are understanding.
Yeah, it is
American.
Boring as crap.
Absolutely. I mean,
you know, it won't be boring when they put daddy in handcuffs and cart him away.
Courtroom drama, my foot. I mean, they say right on the door that they're the criminal court.
Yeah.
You know what's going to go on here. These are a bunch of bad people. They say they're a bunch of criminals right on the door. Apparently the jury's in cahoots with them. They should call it the criminal jury, too.
Well, if you end up getting put in on Tuesday, we will commit to putting the address for the jail up on our Facebook page so people can write to you.
Send you cakes.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that, Ian.
Unless it's like a weekend, then there's no point in writing because you won't even get the mail. But hopefully, if anything, it will be no jail time. What was the potential fine again? $200?
A couple hundred bucks or something like that, yeah.
What happens in Ohio if you don't pay the fine?
That's a good question. I assume they put a warrant out for you, I imagine.
Are you planning on paying the fine?
I will probably offer it to make a donation.
Ah, that's always a fun one.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
No, my experience with that is that they never approve that in court. The judges in New Hampshire, when I've offered to, you know, pay the fine to a charity rather than the court, have always denied it in physical court. But whenever I make it in written form, they approve it. So you may want to consider, if you're not going straight to jail, you may want to consider going ahead and putting that in writing later if they deny you in open court. Because usually they don't want people to see them do that, which is why that's why I suspect they won't approve it in front of you know, an audience.
Okay, that's a good suggestion.
I'm out of questions. Mark, do you have any for Virgil?
I'm just flabbergasted by this whole thing. I mean, there's no questions that I have.
You shouldn't be flabbergasted. I mean, come on, you've been in courts enough times to expect this is a
jury's
scam.
Finding people guilty of things that aren't in the law. I mean,
the same thing they did with the Bartholomew brothers in California.
Yep. And Adamo here in Manchester. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens. It's just crazy. It's crazy.
Well, Virgil, we'll hope to be hearing from you on Tuesday. With details about sentencing.
Okay. I will give you guys a call, and you'll be the first to know.
All right, man. Thanks for the exclusive. I appreciate
it. Thank you so
that.
Much. I appreciate your support, guys.
Oh, hey, by the way, Green County Herald, how do people find you there?
Green County Herald or greenherald.com or even truthvoice.com. Both sites will bring up good stuff.
Oh, I didn't know that was your site, truthvoice.com?
Yep. Truthvoice.com, absolutely.
All right, cool. Thanks, Virgil.
Thank you, guys.
I appreciate that. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to, we've got Paul on the line in Pennsylvania. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Oh, good evening. Thank you for taking my call. I just kind of wanted to give you some insight of how you can get a loaded or padded jurors. In the state of Pennsylvania, every 3 years, you're eligible to be summoned for a jury. And I just got mine this week. And the questions, even if you want to, you know, cop out or, you know, come up with a good excuse, you have to fill out a questionnaire. So they've already got your name, your address, your date of birth, and then they ask you for your race, whether or not you're employed, what you're currently employed at, and what your former jobs were.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they can, like pad and load the jury.
Yeah, that's true. That's one way. They certainly want to have people on the jury who work for the government, if they at all can find those people. And, of course, most of those people are in the jury pool, given that most government workers have government identification. You know, in a lot of cases, in many states, jury pools are selected from either or both of voter registration or and or driver's license.
Also, the government is careful to make sure that their employees are encouraged to go to jury duty, whereas people in the private market, you know,
to get out of it.
Yeah, right. I mean, when I was called for jury duty, if I didn't show up for work that day, I wasn't going to get paid. So essentially, I was going to take a pay cut to go and do my civic duty. So.
Paul, do they also ask you of what organizations you are a member?
No, not in the summons. No.
Okay. Interesting.
Once you get there, you know, there's a big long form where, you know, they ask you like, you know, 20, 30 questions.
That's where they hit you with that. Okay, I gotcha. And was there more that you wanted to share?
Nope, that's it.
Paul, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. If you're on hold, we got a whole hour to go, so stick around. We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can also join us via Skype. That's what Virgil was on, by the way. That's why he sounded like he was almost in the studio with us. So Skype username is lrn.fm. There's more Free Talk Live coming up.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at weusecoins.com. That's weusecoins.com.
Are you predictable? When was the last time you surprised someone with something totally unexpected? At ProFlowers, we think predictability is boring. So we're making it easy for you to be unpredictable by offering our best-selling 100 colorful blooms for just $19.99. Plus, we're giving away a free glass vase with every order. But hurry, because this incredible deal ends this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 0700. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 0700.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.